We have heard from some of the greatest teachers in the church who've given us wonderful insights into many of the elements and principles of good teaching. As has been mentioned, we're all teachers in some respect, and we have a duty to teach to the best of our ability. I should like to share with you some examples of individuals I have known who've touched my life and have taught me important and never-to-be-forgotten lessons. I've been thinking of one of our emeritus general authorities, even Elder Marion D. Hanks, who has excelled in teaching seminary, institute, and the church generally. He has utilized many different teaching methods. On one occasion, Elder Hanks toured a mission, interviewing each of the missionaries laboring in that particular area. I had been on an assignment in an adjoining area and was given a ride to the airport with Elder Hanks and the mission president. Elder Hanks told the mission president what a privilege it had been to visit with and interview each of the missionaries. He said he had felt prompted to ask one sister missionary, "Please tell me about your mission and how you felt about being called as a sister missionary." She told him that her humble father, a farmer, had willingly sacrificed much for the Lord and his kingdom. He was already sustaining two sons on missions. When he talked with her one day about her unexpressed desires to be a missionary and explained to her how the Lord had helped him to prepare to help her, he'd gone to the fields to talk with the Lord, to tell him that he had no more material possessions to sell or sacrifice or to use as collateral for borrowing. He needed to know how he could help his daughter go on a mission. He felt the inspiration to plant onions. He thought he had misunderstood. Onions would not likely grow well in this climate. Others were not growing onions. He had no experience growing onions. After wrestling with the Lord for a time, he was again impressed to plant onions. So he borrowed money from the bank, purchased seeds, planted and nurtured and prayed. The elements were tempered. The onion crop prospered. He sold the crop, paid his debts to the bank, the government, and the Lord, and put the remainder in an account under his daughter's name, enough to support her during her mission. Elder Hanks then told the mission president, "I will not forget the story or the moment or the tears in her eyes or the sound of her voice or the feeling I had as she said, 'Brother Hanks, I don't have any trouble believing in a loving Heavenly Father who knows my needs and will help me according to His wisdom if I am humble enough.'" Elder Hanks was teaching a most important lesson. Each child in each classroom, each young man or young woman, each student in seminary or institute, each adult in gospel doctrine classes, each missionary, yes, every one of us has a story waiting to be told. Listening is an essential element as we teach and as we learn.